Welcome back to Farm Talk. I'm News and Farm Director Eric Johnson. Well, one of the stories I was perusing around and finding out some more information about a Palmer amaranth weed outbreak that was caused by some contaminated sunflower screenings that came out of Cass County. And it's really affected a couple of counties, Grant and Sioux counties. So to find out more information about this outbreak, we're going to bring in Joe Eichle, the assistant professor and extension weed specialist at NDSU. First of all, Joe, thank you so much for joining us on short notice.
Yeah, absolutely. My pleasure.
Well, let's talk about the story here a little bit, because in several ways it is concerning, and I know the North Dakota Department of Agriculture is also involved in the case. So first of all, maybe just give us the rundown of exactly what happened to cause these outbreaks.
Yeah, so in the case of at least one operation in Grant County and one in Sioux County this year, they basically contacted NDSU Extension and their County Weed Control Board back in the early part of September. We're pretty sure they had Palmer amaranth. Through the investigation, working with them, they had purchased some sunflower screenings. They just knew it was from somewhere in the eastern part of the state. And basically where their screenings were delivered, or where they fed those screenings, or where the cattle went after eating some of these screenings, we were finding some Palmer amaranth plants. And this is pretty similar to a couple of cases we found last year where some cattle operations purchased sunflower screenings, and it seems that Palmer amaranth came along for the ride. And so basically it's that's what we've had for maybe half a dozen or so operations across the state the last 12 months or so, is purchasing some sunflower screenings that have had some Palmer amaranth seed in them. And then it's just a matter of knowing that anywhere a pile of screenings goes, that's a certain percentage will survive through a cattle and through manure as well. So really, yeah, then just kind of tracking down where the Palmer got re-disseminated to basically after arriving onto their operation.
Well, I do know, and we'll use this portion, Ag Commissioner Doug Goring did confirm in a recent story that it appears this recent outbreak came from screenings from CHS sunflower plant in Grandin. Now, I'm assuming that, you know, anybody that would have bought some screenings from them, what, in the last month or two, that they should be aware of this? Is that basically, if they're hearing this story and going, wow, I got some screenings too, what should they do basically?
Yeah, so, you know, from my perspective, I'd just say if, you know, sunflower screenings purchased from that plant based on this story, really anyone else who has the ability to import a lot of sunflowers and sunflower screenings from out of state, primarily because we know that Palmer amaranth is one of the worst weeds in sunflowers in kind of other states, not necessarily North Dakota, because we don't have a lot of Palmer yet. So right, due to the length, basically, of the last 12 months with several semi-loads of having Palmer seed contaminating the screenings, I would just caution, yeah, anyone who has purchased those sunflower screenings, and if they know they originate from outside of North Dakota borders, to basically just be on alert, check for suspicious-looking pigweeds. I'd say the primary places to really keep an eye out are where the feed was delivered. If it sat in a pile, we know that the seed can germinate in and around those piles. If you mix up rations and directly brought them out to a field area, basically wherever the cattle were fed or anywhere cattle have gone, just keep an eye out for plants that may look like Palmer amaranth.
Okay. And when we use the term outbreak associated with this Palmer amaranth in two counties, Grant and Sioux counties, how bad is that? Is that just a section? Is it a large area?
And that's where it really depends on, within each operation, how those screenings were handled from the time that they acquired them under their operation. So, for instance, the one we basically had found Palmer in and around the feed pile, but otherwise cattle were basically directly fed onto feedlots, and we couldn't find much Palmer there, and there just hadn't been a whole of opportunity for any Palmer seed to get spread too far or wide. Another one had maybe two or three different pasture settings where they would, and then one field setting as well, where they would bring feed out to cattle as they had them in different areas over the winter. And then basically wherever that feed went and the cattle went, we could find some palmers. So it really kind of does depend on how far palmer seed, mainly with the sunflower screens and cattle, can be disseminated. So if it's a relatively contained operation, it's going to be in one or two locations. If there's a lot of feed and movement going on, it can be more widespread than that.
Okay. How is that dealt with? I know in western North Dakota, I know it's difficult to deal with anyway, but there might be some limitations if you're talking about a bigger area. Does it have to be burned off, per se?
Not necessarily has to be burned off. You know, for instance, in western North Dakota, where some of the issues occurred in Grant County, most of those plants were in a pasture setting. So we do have some better pasture herbicides that are pretty good at controlling palmer amaranth. The issue with this year, of course, is by the time we got out there and found them, then a lot of seed production had occurred. So, yes, we can control plants kind of later in the season, but it's not going to kill the seed that's already produced. So really keep an eye on those pasture settings, but knowing we have plenty of good herbicide options.
Right.
It's really when it gets into more of a field setting, the chemistry we use in field crops for weed control where we have major resistance issues with palmer. I know in one particular case in Grant County, it was in a millet field. We know it's very difficult to control palmer and millet. 2,4-D is about the only herbicide option we have, and there is some palmer out there that is resistant to 2,4-D. So without really knowing where the origin of the palmer amaranth seed came from, we don't know what resistance there is. So, you know, in that case, we know we have about one good option of millet. If we imported palmer that was not susceptible to, or that was,
right,
susceptible to 2,4-D.
And I believe this was sunflower screenings. Is that right?
Yes.
This traveled with? Okay. Are there other types as well besides sunflowers that they can get for screenings? I guess the biggest problem, or what I'm trying to get out there, is that, you know, feed is going to be a big issue and has been a big issue for livestock out in western North Dakota, and that's what this was going to be used for. But I'm just curious. I think sometimes people assume that they're screened and they don't need to worry about palmer amaranth or any other noxious weeds like that, and that's not the case.
Right, and so, you know, in reality, any grain screening is going to have some weed seeds in there with it. As I mentioned, we know with the case of sunflower screening specifically, seems to be screenings that, or sunflowers that originate from out of state, where palmer is a major weed escape. So, you know, anywhere locally sourced grain and locally sourced grain screenings really shouldn't have any level of palmer contamination, because we just don't have any widespread fields that are overly infested with palmer. But if you get towards any of the borders, so there is some palmer in South Dakota, with, you know, so that's a chance of importing some palmer from any sort of grain screens down there. Another feed source that's kind of on high priority for me is any of the hay that we have shipped up from places like Kansas and Nebraska.
Sure.
And specifically, in my mind, alfalfa hay, simply because we know palmer can adapt and be a problem in alfalfa. And so, yeah, if we've imported a lot of hay from some of these regions of the country that palmer is the number one weed, then there is this chance that there is some palmer and palmer seed in the hay bales as well.
I don't know if I've ever asked this question before. Palmer amaranth, how does it do with winter? Does it not affect it at all? It just comes back in the spring like every other weed?
Right, so it's a summer annual plant, so, you know, the plants that are living right now will die off when we get a killing freeze, but the seed is going to do just fine and overwinter just fine. So
okay. It
will start new from seed next year as long as there's enough moisture for germination. And we've gotten some research accomplished on palmer this year. This year it seemed like Memorial Day was really the germination timing when it started to germinate in the eastern part of the state, so probably a late May, early June time frame for germination to start on the seed that will overwinter.
Okay. And we'll put this message out for anybody that may think that they have palmer amaranth, whether they're in town, because we've seen it there, here in Fargo, or out in the country. What should they do?
Yeah, so at this point, with some killing frost coming this week, there's not much we can do control-wise. If it's a few plants, it would still be best to kind of pull and burn those or bury them, just prevent that seed from getting redistributed to other parts of an operation. And then, yeah, contact your local extension agent and or county weed control officer, and we can kind of follow up on a proper ID to see if it is indeed Palmer, trying to figure out how widespread it may or may not be. And then if we do have a bunch of plants in one operation, for instance, then we have all winter to really work on a control plan for next year okay. to make sure the problem doesn't become even worse.
Again, that was Joe Eichle, Assistant Professor, Extension Weed Specialist. You're listening to Farm Talk. We'll be back with more in just moments.